Today's the last show. I'm moving along from NBC Sports Radio. I love the folks here at NBC Sports Radio. They've allowed me to continue to do my show once we all knew that I was leaving. And that's not the usual course of business in our field. Usually, as soon as you're going, they pull you off. They worry about what you're going to say, that kind of thing. But obviously, they trusted me because they know that it's just, you know, I respect this place and these people, and I think that they're going to go on to much success, all the people on my staff and all that stuff. So, you know, I want to thank all the people who I worked with here at NBC Sports Radio. You know, my first producer, Rob Stats Guerrera, who left Mike and Mike over at ESPN to come be my producer because he believed in what I was doing and said, listen, this is the best radio show in the country. That's the one I want to be working on. You know, it's not easy to pull somebody off that show that's been established for so long and have someone say, I'd rather be with you. Also, you know, everybody from Mark Felsot was my first technical director on the show, who's now running the Tom Petty station on satellite radio. My current guy, Scott Seidenberg, producer extraordinaire. The kid, Sean G. You know, before Sean G, you know, we had Eric Lopez. P. Close down in Orlando does all the coordinating stuff. You know, and I'm sure I'm forgetting 10 people. Jack Silver, our empty suit. And we say that affectionately. The boss. We love him. There's no better guy than Jack Silver. First of all, it's a name out of a bad novel. And Jack Silver. It's like he should be like a former CIA agent who has to save the world against the time clock. You know? Jack Silver was 5 minutes away from losing everything, but he acted like a man that had all the time in the world.
The title of the next Tom Clancy book?
Right.
Jack Silver, double agent.
Silver and gold. Jack Silver in Sterling Silver. It's terrific. Terrific. So, I mean, we love that dude. He's awesome. So today will be the last show.